Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
You want my zip code?
What did you say?
You want my zip code? I want to cancel this. I gave him my credit card number for something for Home Depot. So to fill out a survey, and said I want a free Dyson vacuum V11. And this is to make sure you check out the terms and conditions and Privacy Act, whatever.
Okay, what's your zip code?
10465. Julio Hernandez.
First and last name?
Julio Hernandez with an H.
You did say 10465.
Yeah, 10465.
Spell your last name.
HERNANDEZ.
I don't have an account for you. How much were you charged?
They said they're going to charge me 59 something every 30 days.
Spell your first name.
J-U-L-I-O.
J-U what?
L-I-O, Julio.
J-U-O-I-O?
J-U-L-I-O.
O-I-O.
No.
This
one. J-U-L-I-O.
Oh, Julio.
Yeah, Julio.
Okay. Everybody Julio Hernandez?
Yes, everybody pronounced it differently. So.
Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Sure. 201.
Hold on, wait. What's your email?
Acura JH63@yahoo.com.
I don't have an account for you.
I filled everything out. I guess you can supposed to wait.
You have a different email?
No.
Okay.
I just filled out the survey. Like,
how much were they supposed to charge you?
Well, before I finished the survey, filling out the survey, they said $5. I just had to pay $5 for shipping and handling it. But then when I read the terms, conditions and all that, and privacy.
Call this number, okay? 855-462-6403.
What was the last one?
What did you say?
It was 6.
Oh, 6403.
Six 655-462. 6403.
It's supposed to be 855.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the rest of the numbers are correct.
The rest of the numbers are correct?
Mm-hmm.
855-462-6403.
Mm-hmm.
And who do they speak to? Anybody?
Yeah, you're going to be speaking to anybody. Just tell them the same thing you told me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Okay.